Why doesn't the shellfish share his food?
I don't know why.
Because he's shellfish.
You're tuning into the Children's Hour. This is K9.9, KUNM, and KUNM.org. Live and local from the University of New Mexico.
Deo, me say deo. Daylight come and me won't go home. Me say day, yo. Daylight come and me wan go home. Work all night till the morning come. Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me wanna go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally the banana.
Daylight come and me wanna go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally the banana.
Daylight come and me wanna go home.
Six hand, seven hand, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me wanna go home.
Six seven hand, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me wanna go home.
Sing me day, oh, day, oh.
Daylight come and me wanna go home.
I sing day, oh, day, oh.
Daylight come and me wanna go home.
A beautiful bunch, a ripe banana.
Daylight come and me wanna go home.
Say, there hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come and me wanna go home.
Six hand, seven hand, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me wanna go home.
Six hand, seven hand, 8 foot bunch.
Daylight come and me wanna go home.
Day yo, day yo.
Daylight come and me wanna go home.
Day.
Taj Mahal right here on the Children's Hour, waking us
at
up. It's the Love and Peace, Great Songs for Kids, and is the name of that. That's a compilation from Rounder Records. And good morning, it's the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. Wow, what a great day to be with you. There were balloons in the sky a little earlier, and now it's kind of mellow. Welcome to Albuquerque if you're visiting our beautiful town. We're so happy you're here. And in fact, you found your public radio station for Central and Northern New Mexico. And I don't know, I think we should start over here. Good morning.
Good morning, it's Emma.
Hello, it's Maggie.
Hi, it's Matthew.
Hello, it's Elliot.
Hello, it's Haley.
Hello, it's Ava.
Great to have you all. Wow. Hello. Good morning. We should just say good morning to everybody. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, news. News in the studio. Anybody? Anybody?
My friend has this piano competition next weekend, and she's practicing really hard for it, so I wish her luck.
Good luck, friend. Good luck, friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
My cousin is going to be born any minute.
Like, as in labor is happening this moment?
No.
Oh, just but, like. But we don't know, maybe.
Yeah.
Wow. That's exciting. Are you excited? Little baby.
I have my first ever homecoming coming up next week.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yes.
going to be exciting.
Are you going to go to the dance? Yeah.
Probably. Nice. And probably just quietly watch everyone because I have no friends.
Oh, that's
you have
not
me.
True.
Right. Oh, you
got me, Emma.
Yeah, come on. You have. No. Yeah. Oh, well, anybody else? Haley and Elliot, I just want to give a shout out to you two. From last week, you reported live from the Balloon Fiesta amidst technical difficulties and other wonders, and yet you just did a bang up job.
And ate funnel cake.
Yeah.
Did you really eat funnel cake? Did you really eat funnel cake?
Yes.
Funnel cake.
Who doesn't love funnel cake?
Someone who doesn't like fun?
Yeah.
Or tunnels or cake.
Yeah.
Because funnel cake is fun tunnel cake.
Funnel cake. Wow. Well, I love it. You also got to interview the voice of the Balloon Fiesta, Art Lloyd Jr. He's probably out there today. It sure was great to hear you all. From live from the Balloon Fiesta field. But today we're doing something totally different on the show.
What are we doing?
Have you ever wondered how the ocean floor is mapped? Have you ever wondered?
On the sea.
Sort of.
Yeah, sort of.
Well, now I do. Yeah.
Well, like, They know where all the hills and the valleys and the mountains.
And the Titanics.
The Titanic. Like, one would think they'd be able to find downed airplanes and stuff better if they can map the bottom of the sea. But apparently some of the parts of the sea are very deep. But we're going to learn, how do you do that? How do you measure the bottom of the sea? Do they send scientists under the water?
Under the sea.
Maggie, do they send scientists under the sea to, with, like, tape measures? I mean, what happens?
Do they take a stick and, like, dip it down and be like, how deep is this? And it's a really long stick. It's like
Yeah.
And then they pull it up. Oh, it's that deep.
I bet you
now
are.
Now time to do the next inch.
Maggie, I bet Helen Haskell, who's here in the studio, is going to answer this question. She's actually been mapping the bottom of the sea. That's what she does for fun in the summer. And we're going to be speaking with her. How did she do it? Who did she do it? Why did she do it? And we're going to find out all about that. I've always wanted to know. Also, you may have heard, some of you New Mexicans, that the state of New Mexico is considering changes to its science education program. We're going to have information about that for you.
Science.
Yeah, Maggie makes the sound like, but, you know, it is a little like that. Maybe. But maybe it's not. Anyway, well, we're going to learn a little bit about that. And there's just so much more. Welcome. It's the Children's Hour right here on KUNM. Another good morning for everybody.
Good morning.
Where the mermaids murmur, you'll find me at the bottom of the sea. Where the crabs walk backwards, that's where I'll be at the bottom of the sea. And I'm going to swim, 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 swim to the bottom of the sea, where the dogfish woof look and the catfish meow look. That's where I'll be, at the bottom of the sea, where the fish all glub glub. You don't need a bathtub to get yourself clean. And I'm going to swim, 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 swim to the bottom of the sea. I'm gonna swim, 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 swim. I'll be an underwater cowboy riding on my seahorse, rounding up the sea cows, of course. At the bottom of the sea, there's a Spanish galleon, and sunken treasure is all around. Me and my octopus play with our swordfish, and we play pirate games all day long. And I'm going to swim, 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 swim to the bottom of the sea. the bottom of the, not the top of the, but the bottom of the sea.
Nice. Ralph Covert. In fact, he's coming to town very soon in the beginning of December. We hope he's going to come here on the Children's Hour first and do a little song playing around with us. That's his title track from At the Bottom of the Sea CD. That came out a long, long time ago. And you are tuned to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. And in the studio are our friends on the crew, plus our friend Helen Haskell. She is a middle and upper school teacher at Sandia Preparatory School here in beautiful Albuquerque. But even more, she is a person who actually helped map the bottom of the sea. Good morning, Helen Haskell.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning to you. And I guess we should start off with, you went away for the summer to NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's program for teachers?
Yeah, it was a program called Teacher at Sea, and NOAA invites teachers to apply to the program. And if you're successful, you're placed on one of their research vessels for anywhere usually between 10 to 20 or so days, working directly with NOAA scientists on different science projects.
And so you mapping the bottom of the sea is really like it's just one of many options you could have done to be involved.
There are three sort of main categories. One are fishery type research. It may be on sharks. It may be on large fishes, small fishes. But there's lots of survey boats that go out and research fish. There's other boats that focus more on climate and oceanographic with chemistry. And then there's hydrology vehicles or vessels, and they look at mapping and charting the ocean floor.
How exactly do you map the bottom of the sea?
We use a technology called sonar, which you may have heard of, and it uses sound to measure depth.
Like whales?
Like whales. Yeah, lots of and bats use a similar method. So there's lots of animals out there that use it in their lives, but we, as humans, we use it to for all sorts of reasons, but NOAA uses it in one way to chart the ocean floor and to get a sense of how deep some areas are and what geologic landscape is under the ocean.
So do you want to describe your tools that you use? I mean, like, you're using sonar. Are you like jamming Jimi Hendrix to the bottom of the ocean and timing how long
so
it takes?
So we worked on a large ship called the Fairweather, and the ship is about 230 feet long and about 40 feet wide and had about 7 stories. And on the bottom of the ship is the sonar machinery, and it's linked to a whole host of computers that are in the science lab. And we also had smaller vessels, smaller boats that we would launch by cranes off of the ship. And during the day, the big ship would do some surveying up and down in deeper channels, but the smaller boats would go out with a small crew, and they'd do the much shallower areas. And they also had the sonar on the bottom of the boat. And what the sonar does is it measures the depth and then creates a color map, and the different colors represent different depths. And the reason for it is the charts, the maps that the fishermen and everybody, the mariners have up in Alaska, where I was right now, some of them are about 100 years old. And it was done with a very different technology. And so we need to check the accuracy. And sonar is much more accurate.
Well, like, how accurate are your, like,
your measurements.
The measurements?
Yeah.
What was really interesting to me as a science teacher is how the scientists on the boat really had like several different steps to make sure the data was as accurate as it can be. And when they're checking the, when they're sounding, making the soundings, that's what it's called, to send down the pulses of sound, what they're also doing is checking the temperature of the water. They're checking the salinity of the water, how much salt is in there, because the density of the water and the temperature of the water change how fast the sound travels through it.
So, are there parts of the ocean that have more salt than other parts of the
yes.
ocean?
Yes. So where we were in Alaska, if you've got fresh water melting from glaciers and waterfalls coming in, bringing fresh water from the land, it's going to change the temperature and the salinity of the water in that area.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, the sonar, like, sound waves affect, like, dolphins and whales. And
so there's good, that's a great question. There are different frequencies that are used. And so NOAA has very strict guidelines in what they, and protocols on what they use, when they use it, how they use it. And they're very aware of impacts on the wildlife. Part of their mission is to study the wildlife as well. So they obviously don't want to impact it while they're studying.
That's cool. Wow. And I just am curious, when the sonar is sending its sound down, and I take it a computer is sort of tracking that, and it's measuring how long it takes for the sound to come back. Is that how you do it? So it's the time, almost like how we measure lightning strikes. You know, we think, oh, there's lightning. Let's count 1/1000. Do you all do that? Do you give me like 1/1000, 2/1000, 3/1000?
Yeah.
And then you freak yourself out and being like, oh, that was really close. And then Carrie Jones from the National Weather Service told us it was something like 6 seconds is a mile, 5.5 seconds is a mile. So actually, it's always a lot closer than you think, the lightning. Is that how it works?
It's kind of how it works. I want you to imagine, if you've ever mown your lawn at home or seen somebody mow the lawn, when they take the lawnmower, they go in one direction and then they turn around and they go back in the opposite direction, but they overlap just a little bit to make sure that all the grass gets cut. It's the same thing with the sonar. It's called multi-beam sonar, and it comes out at an angle from the ship and sort of cuts the grass, as it were, collects data when the ship is going in one direction, and then the ship turns around and collects data in the opposite direction, and they have to get a specific number of pieces of data for every square meter of the ocean floor, depending on how deep it is. And if they don't get enough, then they have to go back and redo it because they don't count it as being as accurate enough.
That's fascinating. We're talking with Helen Haskell. She's a science teacher here in Albuquerque at Sandia Preparatory. But today she's talking with us about being on a ship with the National Oceanic Atmospheric and it's such a long title.
It's such a long title.
It's National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
Yes.
NOAA, otherwise known as NOAA. Miss Haskell went on a ship with NOAA this summer and a bunch of other teachers. We're going to learn more about that. We're also going to get a little science lesson right here in the studio with our crew. And you are tuned to the Children's Hour on KUNM. Maggie, are you ready to sing along?
Under the sea.
Yes. Are you ready?
Not yet.
Okay. She's going to sing along. You're tuned to the Children's Hour right here on KUNM.
This seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things around you. What more are you looking for? Under the sea, under the sea. Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. Happy as off through the waves they roll. The fish on the land ain't happy, they're sad cause they're in a bowl. But fish in the bowl is lucky, they in for a worse fate. One day when the boss get hungry, guess who go the under plate? Oh, oh, under the sea, under the sea. Nobody beat us, fry us and eat us in fricassee. We what the land folks love to cook. Under the sea, we off the hook. We got no troubles. Life is the bubbles under the sea. Under the sea. Since life is sweet here, we got the beach here naturally. Even the sturgeon and the ray, they get the urge and start to play. We got the spirit, you got to hear it. Under the sea. Yes! The newt play the flute. Play the harp, the bass, play the bass, the sound and sharp, the bass, play the brass, the trumpet, play the tub, the fluke is the juke of soul.
The ray he can play, the links on the string. The trout walking out, the blackfish he sings. The smells and the sprout, they know where he's at. Just blow, Mr. Blowfish, blow.
Legend has it there was a hole in the bottom of that sea. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole, there's a hole. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a log in the hole, in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a frog on the bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a frog on the bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a frog on the bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hare on the frog on the bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hare on the frog on the bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hare on the frog on the bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a fly on the hare on the frog on the bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a fly on the hare on the frog on the bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a fly on the hare on the frog on the bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a flea on the fly on the hare on the frog on the bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a flea on the fly on the hare on the frog on the bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a flea on the fly on the hare on the frog on the bump on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
Buck Howdy from a CD called Skedaddle. And the hole in the bottom of the sea. And before that, you did hear Arrow from Reggae Kit for Kids Movie Classics, their version of Under the Sea. We're going under the sea today with Albuquerque science teacher Helen Haskell. She spent the summer mapping the bottom of the ocean, and not all over the ocean. In fact, let's start with you, Haley, and your question for Ms. Haskell, because yours fits right in.
Where did you go to map the bottom of the sea?
The ship that I was on, the Fairweather, is based in Alaska. So I actually flew up to Ketchikan in southern Alaska and met the ship there. And ultimately, over about 3 weeks, we sailed all the way to Kodiak Island.
Kodiak Island seems like a long, long, long way away. Yeah, Elliot. Yeah.
What are some of the most interesting things you saw?
Lots and lots. It's hard to pick. One of the favorite things that we did was we actually sailed out into the Gulf of Alaska, and we were mapping a mud volcano. It was known, the region where it was in was known, but we got to sail Fairweather using sonar over a mud volcano, and we could see the gases in the sonar being released. We could actually see pictures of the gases being released from the mud volcano. That was one of my favorite.
Wait, you're saying this is a mud volcano that's actually erupting under the sea right now?
Yes.
And you were like over the top of it?
Yes. It was very exciting. It was very, very deep down. So we
so
were not
terrified.
In danger or anything
sure.
like that. You couldn't tell from the surface that there was a volcano there. deep under
all
the water.
All the more freaky. But isn't that how islands are made, Miss Haskell?
That's exactly how some islands are made, yes. Some islands are volcanic. The Hawaiian islands, for example, are a chain of islands over a hot spot. And as the plate moves over that hot spot, different islands form. And there's currently a new island in Hawaii forming, but it's way below the surface, and it's not going to erupt above the surface of the ocean for millions of years.
Buy your real estate now.
Yep.
Wow. So did you ever plunge into the sea to do this? I mean, this you actually go look inside the ocean to do this work?
We did only one thing with that. We did a day where it was one of my other favorite days. It was called bottom sampling. And what we did was we took this device that was about the length of two rulers, very heavy metal with a clasp on the end, and we lowered it down on a rope pretty quickly to the bottom of the floor, seafloor, and it scooped up some of the material on the seafloor. Because one of the things in making a map is the sailors also need to know what the seafloor is made of, so that when they lower anchors, they don't want to be lowering it on coral reefs, and they want to be lowering it in areas of mud or gravel and not onto rocks either. So on the maps, on the marine maps, they don't just have the depths, but they also have what is actually the seafloor is made out of.
And is that how they do that all over the ocean? They drop something down and scoop
stuff up? I'm not sure. I know in our area, because we were working in pretty shallow areas at this point.
Speaking of shallow versus not shallow, how deep does the ocean actually get?
It's vastly different. There's an area in our ocean called the Mariana Trench. And NOAA have been doing some research down there over the last couple of years. You can look at their website to find all the funky creatures that are living down in there. But that, I believe, is about 36,000 feet deep.
Wait, isn't that the height of Mount Everest about?
Yes. Taller. Deeper.
Whoa. So our ocean actually has cracks that are deeper than the height of our tallest mountain?
Yeah, I'd have to check on all of that.
And then,
yeah.
Then there are mountains under the sea.
Yes, there are mountains. There are mountain ridges, volcanoes. There's all sorts of amazing geology under our ocean.
Are there mermaids?
That's up for debate.
Did you see any?
Did not see any mermaids, but I did see whales and lots of seals and otters, sea otters, lots of bald eagles.
Wow, I think that's awesome. We're talking to Helen Haskell. She's a science teacher in Albuquerque, and she spent her summer with NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, mapping the bottom of the sea. We have a question here from Ava.
How far did you go out?
We went out, we were quite a ways out in the ocean. I don't have actual number of nautical miles that we went out from Ketchikan. But it took us from that area, it took us about 3 days to sail up to, 23 lots of 24 hours to sail up to Kodiak. So we were in the boat for about 21 days.
You were saying that some of the maps of the bottom of the ocean have not been updated in over 100 years.
Yeah.
That seems insane. Like, we're sending boats out every day. How is it that we've neglected to map the bottom of the ocean for 100 years?
The ocean is so big. Estimates on NOAA's website say about 95% of the ocean has not really been studied. I'm not sure on the mapping statistics, but we do not understand or know much about most of the ocean. It is so vast. And it takes a huge amount of time to map just a small area of the ocean.
Wow. You are listening to Helen Haskell. She's been talking to us about how on earth do we map the bottom of the sea? There's a lot more to learn. We're going to come back in just a little bit with Helen Haskell. She's a science teacher here in New Mexico's Sandia Preparatory School in Albuquerque. She teaches middle school and upper school science. And maybe we get a science lesson out of the deal here today, too. I can't wait. I'm learning so much. I hope you are, too. And ladies, take it away.
You're listening to the Children's Hour. This is 89.9 KUNM and KUNM.org. Live and local from the University of New Mexico.
It was Friday morning. spy a lovely mermaid with a comb and a glass in her hand. Oh, the ocean waves may roll and the stormy seas may blow, but we poor sailors go skipping to the top. Our gallant ship, well spoken man was he. I have me a wife in Salem town tonight. Tonight she a widow will be. Oh, the ocean waves may roll and the stormy seas may. I care much more for my kettles and my pots than I do for the bottom of the sea. Oh, the ocean waves may roll and the stormy seas may blow, while we poor sailors go skipping to the top. And a dirty little rat was he. There's nary a soul in Salem town tonight who cares a bit about me. Oh, the ocean waves may roll and the stormy seas may blow, and we poor sailors go skipping to around. Spun our gallant ship three times around, spun she. Three times around spun our gallant ship, then she sank to the bottom of the sea. Oh, the storm waves may roll and the storm.
You're tuned to the Children's Hour. That was Dan Zanes from a CD that's kind of obscure called Sea Music and the Mermaid Song. And before that, you heard Helen Haskell on the show with us. She's actually live in the studio right now. I don't know if you can hear this. The kids are doing all kinds of science experiments. Yes,
science.
She's blinding us with science. Right here in the room. She's been talking about how she mapped the bottom of the ocean. And speaking of science experiments, there's something I wanted to get to really quickly before we go back to Helen Haskell. And that is, here in New Mexico, changes are being suggested at the public education department about science education in our public schools. And some of these changes include removing any reference to geological age and removing any discussion of climate change or global warming in our New Mexico public schools. You know, if you have an opinion about science education, I bet you do. Maybe you want to review the changes for yourself, and maybe you want to make a comment. You should make those comments by tomorrow. Tomorrow is the hearing up in Santa Fe all day. You can actually go to it if you are available. There is a rally at 8:30 in the morning, but at the roundhouse at 9 starts the hearing with the Public Education Department about the changing science education standards in our public schools. But you can also submit a comment to the Public Education Department. That's due by tomorrow. You'll find all that information on our Facebook page. Find the Children's Hour Facebook page by searching in Facebook for Children's Hour Radio. Children's Hour Radio. You can also look at KUNM.org. You'll find us through the links there. And okay, back to in the studio and live, Helen Haskell. Miss Haskell, what's going on down here on the floor of the studio? Wait, let me grab you a different mic. There you go. Go ahead.
We are bottom sampling right now. We are mimicking, modeling an activity that I did while I was in Alaska. On one of the days when the weather was pretty bad, the sonar doesn't work very well in some of those conditions. And so we went out on one of our survey vessels and we did some bottom sampling. And again, what this is checking out what is actually on the bottom of the seafloor in particular areas and looking at where is best to place an anchor of a boat. And so what I brought into the studio is 4 tubs of water, and at the bottom of the water is some different samples that you could find on the ocean floor. And the students took their bottom sampling tools and they pulled out some of the bottom of the ocean floor, and they're investigating whether it's organic or inorganic. They're trying to see if there's any live specimens in there, if it's made out of rock or sand
or shells.
What are you guys finding so far? You'll have to go right into the microphone.
Rocks.
A lot of we found in one of them a lot of teeny tiny little miniature shells.
Wow, you really did. And we're actually posting photos right now to the Children's Hour Facebook page.
And like a lot of little sticks and stuff.
Do they all have the same odor? Can any of you smell any? Are there any differences among the samples?
What do you think, Ava, right here in the microphone? What do you think?
It doesn't really smell like anything.
Smells like dirt. Let me smell. It doesn't smell. It smells a little bit like funky.
One of the muds that I have kind of smells weird. Kind of like, I don't know.
What are we smelling, Helen?
Probably a lot of bacteria in some of the samples. So one of them ones was actually potting compost from my house. I didn't bring the samples back from the ocean, so I wasn't allowed to do that. So these are samples from my classroom and from my home. And so my guess is there's a lot of good bacteria in that soil right there.
Helen, do we use the same tools for mapping the bottom of the ocean to map our rivers and streams?
They are. They do. In some of the, it's hard to understand that in New Mexico because our rivers are not very deep. But in some of the much larger rivers in the country, the vessels are used in mapping rivers and deltas where the river opens out into oceans.
Interesting. We're talking with Helen Haskell, guys and girls on the floor here doing the sampling and the science sampling. I'd love to hear some of your impressions of what's going on down there. You want to describe a little more for our audience?
Well, there is
it's wet. That's one thing.
There's a bunch of different kind of tubs with water, and we are kind of looking through what's at the bottom, like mud and rocks and
shells.
And we're just kind of playing with all the stuff.
Very cool. Someone just texted me, thanks for the text, people, that I said that the science standards hearing in Santa Fe was tomorrow. I'm so excited about it, I guess. It's not tomorrow. It's not on a Sunday. That would never happen in New Mexico. It's on Monday morning up in Santa Fe, if you want to go to the hearing about the changing science standards in our classrooms. And Helen Haskell, when you're doing the surveying of the ocean floor up in Alaska, were you seeing signs of climate change up there?
Me, myself, when I was there, just from the small amount of data that we collected, there was no evidence from that particular data. But when NOAA is looking at their data that's been collected over long term, they are seeing changes in different areas and different temperature ocean levels are changing. The temperature is changing in different places. That affects the circulation within the oceans. And so we're still learning a lot about what actually will or could happen as our climate changes globally.
Fascinating, fascinating. We've been talking with science. What? Did you just find something good down there, people? What did you find?
A lot of mud.
Lots of mud. The kids are really...
I found, I think, a little pine cone.
Wow.
Pine cone.
I bet you there are pine cones in the ocean because they probably get sucked out to sea from when they drop into the ocean.
And yeah, where we were in Alaska, we were in among lots of little islands that had, some had been logged, but some hadn't, and a lot of Sitka spruce. So they were dropping their cones and their bits into the water.
Helen Haskell, for folks to learn more about NOAA, what they do, and also for other teachers who might be listening who think, wow, I want to do that next summer. That sounds super cool. How did you find out about this and where can they go?
The NOAA's website has a lot of resources. Part of their goal is to share all of their data with everybody so that it can be used by different organizations, classrooms, nonprofits to further knowledge and science exploration.
And that is NOAA.gov.
Yep.
So many science resources on that website, by the way, for teachers out there. Just, you know, no reason to reinvent the wheel.
It's all there. And then for the Teacher at Sea program, the applications actually open on November 1st. There's a sample application on the website right now, and just Google Teacher at Sea NOAA, and that will bring you right to that page.
Helen Haskell, she's a science teacher at Sandia Prep and here in Albuquerque. And not only that, she's a science teacher here on the Children's Hour on the floor of our studio here at KUNM. And kids, can we just give a big thank you to Helen Haskell for doing this with you guys?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Haskell. We've learned so much from you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
We spotted the ocean at the head of the trail. Where are we going? So far away. Somebody told me this is the place where everything's better and everything's safe. Walk on the ocean.
Sprocket And Walk on the Ocean is the name of that tune. And so happy you're with us on the Children's Hour. One more shout out for the folks asked me to give this announcement one more time, which is the changes being suggested to the public education science standards in our New Mexico public schools are being discussed on Monday up at the legislature at the Roundhouse in Santa Fe. There's a rally at 8:30, but you can go and voice your opinion because there's always room for public comment. You can also submit a written comment, and that's easy to do. Find all the information at the Children's Hour Facebook page. We're facebook.com/Children's Hour Radio. Indeed, that is what we are. And we hope that you are having a wonderful Saturday morning. We sure are. Kids are still on the floor playing in science stuff. And I'll tell you, if that's not an example of why kids need more science, let me just tell you, they need more science. Do you all, are you still having fun down there? Microphones are still down there. Are you all still,
yeah!
They're still having
more
fun.
Science!
More science. Again, you can make those comments about the changing science standards easily. We posted all the links at the Children's Hour Facebook page, which is at Children's Hour Radio. And in the meantime, speaking of science, sometimes misinformation can lead us astray. How many of us know the song, "The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace where hydrogen is built into helium at temperatures of millions of degrees. The sun is hot. The sun is not." Okay, you know that, right? Well, it turns out, okay, well, now you do a little because I sang it to you for a little. But it turns out that was wrong. Here's the truth. They might be giants right here on the Children's Hour.
The sun is a miasma of incandescent plasma. The sun's not simply made out of gas. No, no, no. The sun is a quagmire. It's not made of fire. Forget what you've been told in the past.
Plasma.
Electrons are free.
Plasma.
A fourth state of matter, not gas. Not liquid, not solid. Never morphs into some supernova collapse. Or the sun is a miasma of incandescent plasma. I forget what I was told by myself. Elf, elf, elf.
Plasma.
Electrons are free.
Plasma.
A fourth state of matter, not gas, not liquid, not solid. That song,
plasma,
they got it wrong. That thesis has been rendered invalid.
Confession.
see the passing of the ages, the tectonic plates slowly shifting as the lands take shape. Continents colliding, pressure below, history is passing through the undertow. We are talking to the rocks and the rocks talk back. Talking to the rocks and the rocks talk back. Digging, digging, digging up the stones. True religion, written on the oracle bone. Written on the oracle bone. There's a time for every little thing to shine. The mighty have fallen and the meek survive. The next thing rising over the top, the earth falls over, covers them up. We are talking to the rocks and the rocks talk back. Talking to the rocks and the rocks talk back.
Time for the KUNM Kids Birthday Club.
Kids in the club get a birthday greeting on the air and a birthday gift in the mail.
Happy birthday, today is your birthday.
Max Strange from Corrales, New Mexico is turning 3 years old on Monday.
Happy birthday, Max.
Like Cohen Baron Reese from Santa Fe, who's turning five years old on Monday.
Happy birthday, Cohen.
Tiger Sanchez from Albuquerque is turning 9 years old on Monday.
Happy birthday, Tiger.
Diego Santoro Velez from Albuquerque is turning 11 years old on Monday.
Happy birthday, Diego.
Zoe Simmons from Albuquerque is turning 10 years old on Thursday.
Happy birthday, Zoe.
And Hollis Gray Patton, our own KUNM Kids crew member, is also turning 10 years old on Thursday.
Happy birthday, Gray.
And also from Albuquerque, Ruby McCampbell Cluster is turning 11 years old on Friday.
Happy birthday, Ruby.
These KUNM Kids Club members can watch their mailboxes for a gift from us.
Joining the birthday club is as simple as sending us an email with your name, birth date, and postal mailing address. We never share your information with anyone, and you'll stay in the club until you're 13 years old.
Join by emailing KUNMKids at KUNM.org.
You can also tell us what you think of the show. Just visit us at the Children's Hour Radio on Facebook and KUNM Kids on Twitter.
We love hearing from you. Stay tuned to KUNM. Folk Roots is coming up next, and that will be followed by Women's Focus with Carol Boss. There's always a lot going on KUNM. You can find our complete schedule, music playlists, and so much more, including the two-week archive if you've ever missed a show that you want to hear again, like Mary B's Freeform yesterday, which really knocked it out of the park. By golly, just go to the two-week archive at KUNM.org. It's like having a time machine in your radio. We want to thank Helen Haskell from Sandia Prep for being with us today on the show. And also thank you all for listening and all your great comments. again, to our visiting tourists here in Albuquerque, we hope you're having a great fiesta. This one's going out to you, just so you kind of know what is a New Mexico kind of thing. This is Billy Dawson on the Children's Hour. Stick with us on KUNM. More coming up.
Ancients of your sun, gotta come and get a summer that air there on your porch. You call up Coco Pele, tell him we're on the way, way to spend some time at his resort. Like the hummingbird flies, we'll cross the state line. Well, I tell you, don't mind if I do. Light a Swiss or sweet, roll up my jeans and dip one foot in a Cimarron stream with the one I love parked next to me, sitting there like a dream. Eating Minnie's ice cream on the way to Taos, we'll overload them speeds with a little Michael Martin Murphy. Without a doubt, where I wanna be. Mexico, doing this New Mexico kind of thing. You're gonna get lost on the red and green sauce and a lot of guacamole. We'll thank the good Lord for the drinks that are being poured underneath this green pine tree. And for the stuff so prepared, who wouldn't want to eat you? Well, I want to. Don't mind if I do. Light a Swiss or sweet.